This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. On this Valentine's Day, our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, comes to the rescue to share with us some very last-minute options for celebrating this day of love and devotion. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Here's a fun Valentine's Day fact for you. Did you know that 33% of women are more likely to spend absolutely nothing on Valentine's Day, while the average man is twice as likely to spend more than $100. It's all part of the $7 billion plus spent on this day, something St. Valentine could never have imagined.
$7 billion nationally?
Plus.
Wow.
Nationally.
Wow.
Yes. But, you know, in Japan, things are the opposite. The women spend all the money on Valentine's Day.
Oh. Well, for those of us who haven't spent a penny yet to celebrate Valentine's Day, but we probably will, where can you direct our attention so late in the game?
Always and forever.
Well, at the top of the list, we've got a sweetheart skate at the Blue Cross Winterfest River Rink tonight, and that includes skate rental, admission, flowers, chocolate, and a keepsake photo, all for $25, so not too expensive. Sessions begin at 7 and at 9 p.m. And a lot of people know about Philly's Magic Gardens down on South Street.
Oh, yeah, the one with all the mosaic art. Are they doing something special for Valentine's Day?
Yes, they are. The gardens are hosting a candlelight tour at 6:30 and at 8 p.m. The creator of the gardens, Isaiah Zager, and his wife, Julia, will be there to explain how it all came about and share a little bit of their own love story. Wine is included, and that's just $20 per person.
Mm.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
What about for folks who, for whatever reason, you really don't want to spend money to enjoy quality time with your sweetheart?
Just a few blocks away from our beautiful art museum on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, you can enjoy the Winter Fountains art installation. You can take some great Instagram pics out there and walk around and look at the beautiful art. And you don't have to spend a dime. Now, you know, it's not always about money on Valentine's Day. A little imagination can take you a long way in love.
This is really the first year, Tanya, that I've heard about Galentine's Day.
Well, Jennifer, we just have to acknowledge that there are a lot of single ladies out there and single guys as well, and it's time that we got some recognition on February 14th as well. Galentine's Day and Palentine's Day acknowledges that not everyone is hooked up. Single ladies and gentlemen, I've got the perfect event for you. How about axe throwing? No.
What?
Yes, Jennifer. Axe throwing. Now, not X throwing, although some of you may want to do that. But in Cherry Hill, you and some friends can go to Bury the Hatchet and sign up for an axe throwing session. They still have spots open for Valentine's Day. I think it's a great way to get closure if you're mourning a breakup this year. And for just $39.99, it's cheaper than therapy.
Yeah, that is one way of looking at it. Is there anything else that's unusual to do?
Well, if your significant other is an animal lover, and we know there's a lot of you out there, and you can wait until Sunday, you can go see conservationist Jack Hanna's Into the Wild live at the Keswick Theater in Glenside. You know Jack Hanna's always got those exotic animals that are so interesting, but sometimes just a little scary. You can see those on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Tanya, Valentine's Day aside, we're right in the heart of Black History Month. How can we continue to celebrate that?
Indeed. Delaware is hosting the second annual African-American Film Festival in Rehoboth Beach this weekend. They're featuring a number of interesting films, including one on the late Father Divine, who, as you may know, he was the religious leader behind the Divine Lorraine Hotel on Broad Street.
Here's to all the lovers this Valentine's Day. Where can we find out more?
Well, you know, Boys to Men and Erykah Badu are making stops in our area. You can find out where they're going to be this weekend by heading to whyy.org/things to do.
Hint, hint, dark chocolate.
Hint, hint, champagne.
Happy Valentine.
Thank you. You too.